Oh, I would say it's the 17th of October, 1973. Paul Cummings talking to Sidney Simon in his studio house in Bedford Street. Let's see, you were born in Pittsburgh, right?
That's a yes.
That's a yes answer. Give me some idea about family background. Are there brothers and sisters? And
I have. I'm the oldest of four. I have a sister a little younger than I am, and two brothers who are 10 years and 11 years younger than I am. I have a. My father's dead now, but he was in the shoe business. Mm-hmm. He came to this country when he was about 16 or 17, and I was born when he was about 21. My mother came over about the same age. Mm-hmm. She was 2 years younger, mm-hmm. so that I grew up in the north side of Pittsburgh, what used to be called Allegheny. Mm-hmm. It's where actually Gertrude Stein was born there, and she's listed as being born in Allegheny instead of Pittsburgh, but they changed it right before. Mm-hmm. And we lived in a small, over the shoe store, mm-hmm. the first 10 years of my life, so that it was blocked from all the steel mills, which mm-hmm. I still say like a Pittsburgher, mm-hmm. steel mills. Mm-hmm. And that was a big period of labor unrest and mm-hmm. so forth, so I could, from where I slept, I could look out the window and see keel all scabs and people being mm-hmm. beaten, so I grew up in a rather horrendous period. And the group of people mm-hmm. that lived around us were mostly blacks and Italians and Polish. Mm-hmm. My own language was Polish until I went to school.
Oh, really? So they tell you were what, six or so?
My father spoke seven languages except English. And I remember during that period of growing up that my father and mother were going to night school learning English. Mm-hmm. But and I had this, probably one of the reasons I have difficulty with French and other languages, I have a block about it. Because I know very few of the words of Polish now.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you lose the Polish?
I became a mute when I went to school. Hmm. Because it was a whole new language for me, English. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So I think that had a lot to do with my becoming an artist, because I began to draw at 6, 7, 8 years old, mm-hmm. just draw all the time. Mm-hmm. And it was mm-hmm. a way of making sign language, mm-hmm. so that I literally was not in communication with my parents, who mm-hmm. knew nothing about art, mm-hmm. so that I was completely dependent mm-hmm. on teachers. Mm-hmm. I discovered a library about 4 miles from where I lived, mm-hmm. and became so excited about English that I proceeded to go through the library from A to M, then we moved. So years later, somebody would talk about Dostoevsky. I never knew the titles, but mm-hmm. or who the writer was, but mm-hmm. they'd tell the plot. As soon as they told the plot, I knew exactly which book it was. So I still read a lot, but that mm-hmm. was really the mm-hmm. basis of reading and drawing. I was great in school for doing Halloweens, Christmas.
Now all the holidays.
The blackboard.
Well, did you start drawing before school or when you...
Before school.
Before school. Was there anything around, or was this just sort of out of yourself?
My father used to give away blotters, small blotters, as mm-hmm. gifts with every package with an advertisement on the back. Mm-hmm. And I used to draw on the blotters by the hundreds. They're about 8 inches by 4 inches. Mm-hmm. And I used to sit in the back of the store and just draw on these blotters, mm-hmm. a marvelous surface mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. with pencil, and that would mm-hmm. be it. And then a school teacher came around to see my mother and told her about my talent. My parents didn't understand any of it. Mm. Their biggest problem was I was sickly, believe it or not. And so I was always being sent away to camps. That were inundated by rain, and we floated downstream because whoever ran the camp didn't know how to make a camp.
Where were these things? Where were the camps?
Were up in the Allegheny Mountains.
Yeah.
Then we moved